Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
That's right. We're the Odd Couple. Ephraim's in for Rob. I'm Chris, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this, of course, is the way sports talk radio should be. A lot of NBA to get into. And right now, so far, so good for the Boston Celtics. They are all over the Miami Heat, 35-20 early on after one quarter. And Jason Tatum, I told you, I called, what did I close out Tatum? 12 points, few slam dunks in traffic, all that.
Is it over? Is it over now?
I do think Boston will win, but they better not relax. You know,
because
they,
in order to close out the game, they got to close this game out, right? Like it's
absolutely
you can't close it out in the first quarter. As far
no.
Okay, I didn't.
And with a team like the Heat, you know, who's not going to quit, Boston has got to keep its foot on the gas. That's their problem.
They relax.
Yes. Too much. And so we'll see. I don't think it's over, but look, great start for them. But here's where I want to go. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, was on Kevin Garnett's podcast, KG Certified, and he was talking about the difference in the 1990s era of basketball and today. Here's what he said.
Is the high scoring working? Is speeding the game up? I asked this with a follow-up because I want to know, will there ever be a time in our lives, when the hand check comes back, is that going? Is this kind of the wave in which we're going now?
I'll answer it coming from the fan in me, which is, and maybe data comes into play here because I can look at television ratings and other measures of interest. Yep. There was a point, I believe, you know, probably in around the late 90s when the game became too physical. And I think we lost some of
for our viewers, you mean?
Yeah, and I think for our fans, from the aesthetic enjoyment of the game, where it de-emphasized the particular skill a player had and maybe weighted too heavily physicality, where a big, strong player could come in and prevent an incredibly skilled player from doing those kinds of things. Mm. I think of, not that he's a small guy, but a smaller player like Steph Curry can do on the floor. I think that when you think of some of his ability to shoot, his ability to move through the paint, that if guys could just bang him and knock him to the ground, as that was once the case in the league, I don't think that would be a better brand of basketball.
Now, I didn't listen to the whole podcast. Maybe, Rob G, you can tell me. It sounded like KG was like, didn't agree with all those like he might not have agreed. But look, I don't want to go. As much as I think Michael Jordan's the GOAT and the 90s was great, basketball and all that, I remember watching it, obviously, being into it. I don't want to go back to that era. It was too physical. Now, and I don't want hand-checking. But, Ephraim, I have loved this these playoffs where you could see right away in the first round they were letting the players be more physical. Now, it wasn't 90s era, thank God, but it was more physical. And my thing is there's a happy medium. Like, you can't even – if I dunk on you and look at you for a hot second and flex or something, I'm sorry. It shouldn't be a technical. Now, you can go overboard with the taunting, and yeah, we have to do something about that. But just emotions, things like that, should not be outlawed in the game. Some fouls that are hard fouls, I don't need to see the guy ejected for it. I don't need to see him given a flagrant two or maybe even a flagrant one for it. So I just think they need to find that balance. But I in no way, shape, or form want to go back to because I started covering the NBA in 1995. And I remember there was a lot of talk in the league about how can we get scoring up. The games are too slow. I covered the Cleveland Cavaliers when they had Mike Fratello as coach and Terrell Brandon, Chris Mills, Bobby Fields. That was their quote-unquote big three. And that, this is no exaggeration. Many of their games were in the 70s and a few in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Because that Mike Fratello was like, look, we don't have as much talent as a lot of these teams. The best way for us to win is to slow it down. Because slowing it down does nullify the talent deficit. And so that's what they did. That's what he felt they had to do to win. But no lie, games were in the 70s. I got to look it up to make sure. But remember when Jordan scored 45 in that game seven? His last game, you know, when he hit that big shot, that he pushed off Brian Russell and all that. He scored 45. And I'm looking it up right now. The final score of that game was 87-86. So that's one thing, and I don't want to get off on a tangent, but when we talk about the GOAT debate and Jordan and all this, and wow, there's a lot of guys averaging 30 now. You know, Jordan was dropping 30 when they scored 90 points a game, 95 points a game. Yo. That's a lot different than the day when they scored 115 and 120. But that's neither here nor there. My point is, though, Ephraim, they were looking like that's why they put the zone rule in. Because they believed, look, teams won't want to face the zone in the half court, so they will push the ball and have more fast breaks to beat the zone so the zone can't set up. That was the thinking behind putting in the zone. So they were looking for ways to increase the scoring. So we don't want to go back to that. But again, there's a happy medium.
There is a happy medium. I think the happy medium is if you allow some of the things you were saying in terms of excitement, not hand checking, not clubbing somebody to the ground, but you allow hard fouls. You allow players to be physical, especially in the playoffs, where you're not going to the monitor every single play. I think those types of things would help the game because it'd bring a certain physicality to the game that's not, you know, used to be able to, when someone set a screen or when somebody was cutting through the lane, used to be able to check them, two-hand check them.
Yep.
Right? So they wouldn't, right? That's not, right? One hand, right? You get to bump them. You don't, now you touch them, now it's a foul.
Yep.
Like, I certain things like that, I think if they, you know, were more lenient in calling, I think it would help to the physicality and the nature of the game. It's competitive. I want to see somebody get dunked on and be able to scream.
Right.
I want
right.
somebody to hit a three and be able to stare at their opponent down the court. I like that interaction when Jimmy Butler and
Drew Holiday,
right? We're going
with
at
Grant
it, and then
Williams,
Grant
yeah.
Williams
yep.
that
yep.
brought a different excitement to the game.
Right.
Right now, it's like now we get to see these athletes at their best doing, you know, you grew up hooping at the park. Somebody talking trash, you going at them.
Right.
Like, you want to see that. It doesn't have to escalate into something physical or brawl or something like that. But I think if you allow some of that personality, some of that toughness back in the game, I think it lent to it.
Remember Scottie Pippen's dunk on Patrick Ewing in the playoffs?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And part of the best, maybe the best thing about that dunk was when he kind of stepped on Ewing
yeah.
and stared at him when he was on the ground, you know? So I'm totally with you on that. Ephraim, I'm more concerned about the increasing prominence of the three-point shot. Now, I like the three. I think that one, we talked about it yesterday. We see 15-point leads vanish. Like this Boston game, right? Up 17. You and I both say, it ain't over. 20 years ago, we would have been like, yeah, it's over.
Right.
You turn it off, right? And so I like the three, but what I don't want us to ever get to a point where it's just, okay, whoever hits the most threes, that's going who won the game. And I think if you get two, I don't know, already we're nearing the point, and with some teams, we're at that point in many of their games where more than half the shots are three-pointers.
Right.
And I don't know, I think there's a threshold. I don't know, is it 70%? But there's something where if 70% of the shots become threes, it might become a very bad-looking game, like the All-Star game has. And what I've thought about, Ephraim, if it gets to that point, is eliminating that corner three. So the three-point arc ends like at the free throw line extended, essentially. To me, that would continue. You'd keep having the three-point line, but if you don't have a corner three, now we have mid-range shooting again. We have the post-up play again. And so I think that is something, if there's a change on the horizon down the road, I think that might be something you have to look at. But not, I mean, nobody wants to go back to the physicality of the 90s, but there can be a little movement on that.
Yeah, you got to put a little bit of, you can tell the playoffs are officiated a little different than the regular season.
Yep.
We get more physicality in the playoffs. I'd like that to be the standard of the game.
Right, because for a player, right?
Yeah,
that's
of course.
Was it like that in the NFL? They let different?
Yeah, like it's, you know, the stakes are heightened, so emotions are heightened. And all of that matters. And if guys, you can bump, you can, right, you can hit, you can – right, you got to impose your dominance on somebody. If you're going to go to the free throw line, you got to make them, right? You're going to impose
earn
your will.
Trip,
that's what the
right.
Lakers did so well in the first two rounds. They imposed their will on their three-point shooting counterparts. And that was the difference in those series.
Right, right, right. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam, Kyrie Irving. Yeah, he's always in the news. He's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam, who's in for Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. Then you have all your protection in one place. And trust, that's a beautiful thing. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Ephraim, we talked about Kyrie Irving potentially going to the Los Angeles Lakers for a reunion with LeBron James. I got a simple question for you. If you're a contender in today's NBA, do you want Kyrie?
No. Honestly, no. Because outside of the year with LeBron, what is having Kyrie done for an organization?
Wreaked destruction.
Boston, they were contenders with a young core, this very same core that's playing now, and they brought Kyrie in. Got nothing. Brooklyn was a playoff team.
Yep.
Kyrie got there and alienated those guys. Then KD came and, you know, they alienated the team, the coach, right? He goes to Dallas Mavericks. They were in the playoffs. I think they were the sixth seed,
fourth
I believe.
Seed.
Fourth
sixth seed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fourth and
or sixth.
And they end up not making the play-in. So if I'm a contender, yeah, what do we gain? Yeah, he can score some points. But what if is that what we need? We need, like, if I'm a contender, I already have the points pretty much locked in.
Yeah.
Right? If you're looking at these teams that are contenders, they got a pretty decent 1-2 punch going on. So where are you bringing him? What are you bringing him to do would be the question.
Yeah, it is an interesting situation because we all know how talented he is. And you said it, he can't be your number one guy. He was the number one guy in Boston. We saw how that worked out. And also, he has to have a strong personality. Like the guy that's number one to him has to have a strong personality because Kyrie's going to think he's the best player. I don't know this for a fact, but I bet he thinks he's better than Luka Doncic.
Well, I'm sure he is. Anybody with that skill level and that ability sees themselves, no matter what point in their career, as better than whoever that alpha is. That's what comes with the package.
He thought he was better than LeBron.
Yes, he said
but,
that.
Yeah. But LeBron had a strong enough personality and the game, ultimately, to show and prove, no, I'm the best player. Kevin Durant doesn't have a stronger personality than Kyrie Irving. Luka doesn't have a stronger personality than Kyrie Irving.
No.
That's a must if you bring in Kyrie. Like, somebody has to be there that, you know, is the leader. Otherwise, Kyrie will end up being your de facto leader, right? Nobody's really taking the reins, but because he's a stronger personality, he's going to end up being your leader. And he's going to lead you into a ditch. And if I'm a Phoenix or Philadelphia, like assuming Philly loses James Harden, I got to be honest, I would look at it. But only under these terms. You get a one-year deal with a team option for the second year. And I know that there's very little chance that Kyrie would take that. But that's the only – if I'm one of those two teams, a lot of other contenders I'm not even considering. Lakers, because of LeBron's presence, I may be willing to say 2 years, you know. But – and this to me, Ephraim, because all indications from the reporting – is that Dallas may give him like darn near full max, meaning years and money. And if I'm the Dallas Mavericks, I'm saying to Kyrie, you know, not in these terms, but I'm like, look, go out on the market. See what's out there for you. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the Ravens did with Lamar. Now, it ended up working out for Lamar, but, you know, they were like, look, go see what your value is. And that's what I do with Kyrie, because here's the deal. All the teams with max cap space, Houston, San Antonio, Detroit, Orlando, these bad teams, they're not going to want Kyrie. They got young guys they want to develop. He's not the veteran you want to bring in as the example, right?
Yes.
And so the only teams, like even if one of those teams makes him an offer, he's going to go back to Dallas and say, well, look, I got this offer. What are you guys going to do with it? But if he wants to go to like a good team, Phoenix, the Lakers, anyone in Philadelphia, he's going to have to get it through a sign and trade. Now, he could take less money to go to the Lakers, but mostly he's going to have to try to get a sign and trade. And then Dallas can do what they want to do. But so if I'm Dallas, I'm still thinking 2 years. And I've heard the people say, and I think there is some merit to this. You know, you want to give him a deal that he feels good about because otherwise he might become a problem. And that is true. But still, Dallas should not buckle. They have to keep control of this situation. And not overextend him in terms of years.
I agree. I think he's probably looking for a max deal. I don't think that's what the market bears for him at this time, given his history and what we've seen from him. I think this would be a great opportunity for him to go somewhere and rehabilitate himself, similar to, you know, when he started playing in Brooklyn after the whole, you know,
the vaccination
thing and all of that. He just came to play ball. He went to Dallas. He was available. He's in the process of rehabilitating his image and his
work. Well, remember, he was doing that in Brooklyn.
Yeah, he was.
Last year. Yeah. And then when they weren't going to give him the contract he wanted, he threw all that goodwill out the window.
And that's the problem. And I think that's what teams are really looking at. You don't want to bring him into a team with a bunch of your core young group. Like him in Houston would be a disaster.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You don't want to do that. You don't want to put him with the young, core, impressionable guys. We saw it didn't work in Boston. They got him up out of there. They're like, all right, well, this is not, we're going to keep these dudes. We want to do something different with these guys. And so it all depends on what Kyrie wants. We talked about it yesterday. Does he want a championship, or is he looking for the max money? Is that what it is that he's doing?
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's shift gears to the NFL. Patrick Mahomes is speaking. We'll get into that next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. And Patrick Mahomes is speaking. Here's some sound of what he said, the great quarterback with KC.
I've always said I worry about legacy and winning rings more than making money at this moment. But I know we keep communication. We see what's going on around the league. But at the same time, I'll never do anything that's going to hurt us from keeping the great players around me. So it's kind of teetering around that line.
What are your thoughts on that, Ephraim?
I think that's a true professional. I think that's someone who knows his worth. I think that's someone who knows with his legacy and what he's chasing in terms of championships, his worth will increase more so than an NFL annual salary. Mm. It's levels to this. And people always talked about Tom Brady taking less money and this and that. Tom Brady has propelled himself into the GOAT. To being the GOAT. And there are certain sacrifices as a player that you have to do for that. And I think listening to Patrick Mahomes, he understands he's not chasing a championship. He's chasing a legacy.
Right.
And there's a difference.
Yeah, and also, and I love his mentality. I'm not saying don't get your worth.
He's going to get the money.
Right.
I mean, he's going to get the money. It's not
like first of all, he's wealthy beyond his wildest dreams already. Or, you know, will be. It is and will be, right?
Yes.
But at this, if you just want to even look at it from just a money standpoint, Tom Brady, if he's not the GOAT, let's say Tom Brady won just 3 Super Bowls, which is obviously great. Does he get that $375 million deal from Fox?
No.
10 years, right?
No, he doesn't.
Now, he probably gets $20, $25 million a year,
he
right?
He can make some money, but not like this. Yeah.
Right. They're like, even, I agree with you. The legacy issue, when you're talking about, I've got $400 million when I retire, I'm just throwing out a number. Well, you know, I could have had $475 million.
Right.
But I've got $400 and I'm recognized as the GOAT, or I got 5 championships, I'm second, whatever. Or I got $475 million and I won 2 rings. And I'm great, but, you know, I'm not in that that upper atmosphere, if you will. I take the $400 and be the GOAT. And on top of that, whatever I do, commercials, you see Tom Brady now in the Hertz commercials and all that, commercials, speaking engagements, podcasts, a deal with a broadcaster like Fox or whoever, I get more money. So even from just a financial standpoint, you probably will make it up down the road anyway.
Yeah, you have to play chess and not checkers. He knows if he can, and he's the only one I see right now in the league that can put any pressure or even attempt to approach what Tom Brady has left behind.
Yep.
He understands the value of a coach and a team around him. He knows he can't remember Tom Brady had, 10 years in the middle there where it,
right.
It was, they didn't win. It was bleak.
Yep. Yep. I mean, they were so good.
They were good, but they just, right?
Right. They didn't win it.
So Patrick Mahomes knows, hey, look, man, I need to keep these cupboards. I need full. I need the offensive line. I need receivers. I need Kelsey. All of that. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing him saying he's going to be I'm going to be compensated. But I know if I'm on this trajectory to chase down this legacy and be considered the GOAT, then I know what that does to my worth.
Right.
Outside of football. Right. You'll mess around and be able to make more money outside of football than you have in football.
Yep. I mean, Brady's going to do that.
That's
I mean,
exactly what he's going to do.
I don't know if he got 375 in football. He was obviously round 300.
Yeah, but that's just one thing. What about the other endorsements?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the only thing that gives me pause on this is we've had Andrew Brand on, and I know you know him, you know, former Packers GM. Mm-hmm. Now he's in the media. He has told us, Ephraim, these teams could – like, first of all, he said they could give you a fully guaranteed contract, particularly the quarterbacks. But he's like the notion that you can't pay a quarterback or whoever – a certain amount of money, like let's keep it at quarterbacks. The notion that you can't pay your quarterback a certain amount of money and keep good players around him, he said that is wrong. He said that is something that, like essentially that the owners have pulled the wool over our eyes and the players' eyes in particular. Because he says you can finagle the contracts, right? You can, you know how you can shift money around and all that. So where even if your quarterback is making a certain amount of money, you still can get good players around him. And I don't understand it all, but that's what he has said. And so that's the only thing that gives me pause. Like, if Patrick Mahomes took as much as he's worth, forget as much as he's worth, because he's worth probably more than they could pay him, right? But let's say he does become the highest paid and like they renegotiated his contract now, make him the highest paid, give him the most guaranteed money, which obviously he deserves. Andrew Brand saying they still could put these players around him.
Yeah, but what type of play and how many though?
Well, he's saying good players, not.
Yeah, maybe on the offensive side, but can you get that pass rusher? Right.
Well,
can you
get, okay, you, but their you, defense ain't the best.
I understand, but you know, to continue to chase this thing, you got to be in a position to where you got to get stops eventually.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get a stop. You're going to need a Chris Jones.
I agree with you because obviously, I mean, heck, how much better have they been than Cincinnati? A hair? So you're right. You're right about that. But he is so good, and I'm not saying you don't need other great players. You obviously do. But he didn't need Tyreek Hill, and Tyreek Hill is great. The defense is good. It ain't great. This dude, to me, is so good. Like, what it is in Kansas City, with all due respect to the great Travis Kelce and few of their other players, to me, it's Mahomes and Andy Reid. If I've got those two, then that dude is bad.
Well, remember what happened a couple years ago in the Super Bowl. You do need an offensive line. Andy Reid's not going to come out there and block the seven technique now. Okay,
so yeah, you need you a got, line. You can you have need you the can best have, offensive line.
You can have
line is important.
Hey, man. the line is extremely important. You ask Patrick Mahomes. If you got time, you can wait for somebody to get open. But if you don't have time, your best receiver is not going to be getting open. Or Kelsey.
Well, the line, I mean, in real talk, outside of the quarterback, and the line is the most important.
I would agree that. As a former offensive lineman, yes.
But you know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I don't think you're even being
tongue-in-cheek. No, I'm not. Bro, right? Trust me.
I mean, no matter how great my receiver or my running back is, if the line can't do anything, he's in trouble.
Then
he's not
going to
do anything.
Then you're going to be in – we saw it in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. As great as Patrick Mahomes is and Tyreek Hill and Kelsey, when you're running for your life, you're running for your life.
Right. And they don't – obviously, they don't get paid the most. So I guess I'm more saying like the skill positions. And I think Kelsey's arguably the best tight end ever. And obviously Tyreek was great. But this dude, if he got time, he going to make – I think he's that good. I think he's that good. We're going to continue talking about Mahomes because he also gave us his top five quarterbacks ever minus him. That's next. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Throws it all the way out to Horford. Pretty good looking at three. It's no good. Back iron. Smart. Back taps the offensive rebound to Jaylen. And the Celtics reset offensively. Jaylen, pull up three on Highsmith. Got it. Ooh. How many of these threes have been putbacks off offensive rebound?
All right. That was the progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier They'll help you bundle your home and your auto insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com, 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam, live from the TireRack.com studios, wrapping up another three-hour show. And let's continue with Patrick Mahomes, Ephraim. He also listed his top five quarterbacks ever. Now, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong, he didn't really do it in order. Is that correct? Yeah, so he just gave the top five, actually six guys ever. He said, obviously, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Montana, and then Dan Marino and John Elway. He humbly left himself out. And I think already he is the only quarterbacks I'd put ahead of him are Tom Brady and Joe Montana. If you want to argue Peyton, that's fine. But after that, it's Patrick Mahomes already ahead of Aaron Rodgers, Dan Marino, and John Elway. Any issues?
No, I don't. I don't have any issues with that at all.
You know, he's already won as many playoff games as Aaron Rodgers.
That's crazy, right?
Right. He's 11-3. Rodgers is, I think, 11-10. I'll get that fact in a minute. But yeah, 11. Like, think about that. Like, this dude, and we just talked about him, you know, talking about he plays for legacy. And obviously, he wants to win rings. That's the type of attitude that could get him to GOAT status or in that discussion. And Ephraim, I don't think he has to win seven Super Bowls. I think if let's say he's 5-2 in the Super Bowl, and he's obviously individually his numbers, somewhat because of it's just the style of play today, right?
Right.
But his numbers are going to dwarf Brady's. And even, you know, because Brady, for the first several years of his career and for the first several Super Bowls, was more of a game manager. So I think if he gets five Super Bowls and has all the crazy individual numbers, I think there'll be a strong argument that he is indeed the GOAT.
I agree, and I think he's going to eclipse those passing records
that Brady has.
Yes, I think all of that is tied into the greatness of Brady. He has all of them. He played long enough to beat Drew Brees, and I mean, I guess that shows you how great Drew Brees was.
Right.
But you know, he outlasted him. He played long enough to where, you know, he has all of the records and the most championship, the most Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes right now is the only person I see, barring somebody we don't know yet, that could match that, that could step up and supersede that, which is scary. That's how good Patrick is.
Yep.
He gonna have Andy Reid coaching until he's 90. You think Andy Reid getting off that horse?
He's like, I got so many Super Bowls ahead of me. Nah, I'm with you. Like, it's the eye test with him. Like, I years ago, I called him Jordan-esque.
Man.
And I think he is. I mean, he's obviously got to still prove it, right? Just by winning.
He's got the it.
Yeah.
He's got the it. Ultimate respect from his team, from his opponents. He's the guy. That's what you want. Like, you want that.
Yeah.
You want that to represent your franchise. You want that to be the guy that you go to war with. And it's a beautiful thing, man. I'm a huge Patrick Mahomes fan because I think he's doing it right.
with Aaron Rodgers, now he had him in his top five. We both now say he's better than Aaron Rodgers. He's won more Super Bowls.
I would pick him over Aaron Rodgers in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Won more Super Bowls, appeared in more Super Bowls, won the same amount of playoff games, but with three times fewer losses, right? Rodgers has 10. He has three losses. The only thing Rodgers has ahead of him are MVPs, and he's obviously played a lot longer. And Mahomes, you know, has two, and Rodgers has four. So he'll probably, I'm almost certain he'll catch Rodgers, if not Peyton Manning, who has the record with five. But let's go to Rodgers. Do you think he has a chance to win a Super Bowl with the Jets? Because that's what they're talking, obviously. And not maybe not even this year, but next year. Let's give him 2 years.
I think with that young core, the talent is there. I believe he has the talent to do it. Now, whether he can get through the gauntlet of the AFC, that's another story. Because, boy, they are, you as you know, they are deep.
Oh, gosh.
And so everything has to go right. You would think they won seven games with no quarterback. You would guess Aaron Rodgers is worth three games?
Yep.
So that puts him at 10-7. That gets him into the show and gets him an opportunity to compete. And that's basically all they want.
Yep, that's the truth. It would be work wonders for his legacy. So we'll see if he can get it done. Ephraim, great stuff. We'll see you tomorrow. We out!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.